they used to have lending libraries in the popular and places like that too.
Huh.
You had to pay, but you could get the newest books and things like that.
And then bring them back?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just a few pennies a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wonder how they made any money at that.
Well, pennies were worth something. When the Bassett Tower was built in the 1930s, they had a fountain downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and Dad would give me a quarter. This was usually on Saturdays, because Mother was usually having parties or something at her house, and I would go down and I'd buy a sandwich, ham sandwich, and Joe in back of the fountain would carve the ham and everything, fix
mm-hmm.
the sandwich. Usually on toast, and it would have tomato and lettuce, of course, and there was always some olives. Then they would put a good helping of potato salad. Then, believe it or not, potato chips.
That actually sounds good.
That was 15 cents.
For all that?
For all that.
Wow.
And then I would spend 5 cents for a glass of milk. And then, of course, I had to have a dessert, and so I had a dish of ice cream, and that was 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I would say, about 1933-34.
Wow. Inflation is amazing.
But it shows you, you know, they could charge a couple of pennies a day for
mm-hmm.
books
mm-hmm.
and actually make some money.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Wow.
Streetcar fare was 3 cents.
That's not much.
And 10 cents for a movie. Some of them were even 5 cents.
Did you have the streetcars on the tracks?
Yeah. Very efficient.
Where did they take you?
Well, actually, within a half a block of home. And, of course, downtown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pretty wide range.
Yeah. And we lived up in Kern Place.
Mm-hmm. Did they do that because that was a popular mode of transportation,
yeah.
or because of the hills in El Paso?
It was, I'm sure, because it was a good method
mm-hmm.
of handling things, really.
Mm-hmm.
They had a very good system at one time.
Yeah, neat.
Yeah. Gone are the days.
I know, they can't bring it back with those little motorized vehicles. It's just not the same. Grandfather was telling me yesterday about his mom and how she taught school. Was there a special name for women who taught school versus men who taught school back then?
Not for me, teachers.
They were all teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and at a wedding, the guy who stands up for the groom is the
best man.
Yep. And the women, one of the women who is, you know, with the bride, what are they called?
Well,
there's the maid of honor, and then there's other people.
Well, she was maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. So then, but the other women who
the other would be bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people that are related to you, you refer to them as your
relatives.
Mm-hmm. And what about people who are just friends? You say that they are.
Well, friends. Some of them are close friends and
mm-hmm.
acquaintances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.